Pastor Troy King presents this life-changing message to encourage, inspire, and motivate you into your destiny. Get ready to receive this wave of glory from Pastor Troy King as it flows from heaven to minister to your spirit.
And muster and began to look at them and say, neighbor, it's time to shine. Look at your other neighbor like you really mean it this time and say, neighbor, it's time to shine. Now look at somebody on the back row who really gonna talk to you this time and say, I really need somebody to agree with me. Can you agree that it's my time to shine? If you believe that, you ought to shout. Somebody should have said something right about there. See, somebody's still asleep trying to figure it out. Somebody's still in the light of darkness and ain't realizing that God is about to shift you into a place where you are about to shine. Look at somebody and say, the real me is about to shine because I'm about to take on my identity. And when I take on my identity in Christ, I'm going to shine like the light he put inside of me. Look at somebody and say, no more hell, but time to shine. It's time to shine. See, some of you done got too used to the dark places in your life, but God is about to lighten up your dark area. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Every area that's been dark in your life, God is about to illuminate you. So everything that you've been battling with, everything you've been wrestling with, everything that was not assigned to your destiny, God said, I'm about to shine the light in the midst of your dark situation. So now you can see your way out of the hell you've been going through. So now you can see when the devil is on your trail. When you can see when things are out of order, somebody say, it's my time to shine. Oh, I wish I had a Holy Ghost church. Y'all better get with me. I'm about to go 0 to 60 in the next 3 minutes because God is about to push you into a whole nother dimension. It's your time, baby, to get to the next place where the devil can see your destiny, where the devil can understand who you really are. It's your time to shine. You can be seated right there. It's my time to shine. It's my time to shine. It says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry. So you got to understand, shining ain't nothing but a ministry. Y'all missed it. Shining ain't nothing but a ministry. That's why the old saints used to say, this little light of mine. So you got to understand that God intended for our light to begin to shine on the inside of you. But now it's time for the light to begin to shine. Because everywhere you went across the earth in the four corners, people ain't seen and recognized the anointing on your life because they ain't been seeing the illumination coming from the inside of you. But this is your hour. This is your time where God is about to cause you to shine. But it says, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. So you can't begin to faint right where you are. Y'all ain't saying, I preach by myself. I don't care. I preach my own self happy. See, you can't begin to faint right there where you are. See, I ain't only my concern today is, it's the devil getting ready to pass slap out. Because when I get ready to shine, the devil can't do nothing but faint. So look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, me and the enemy about to trade places. Because I'm not going to faint over no stuff no more. But the enemy about to faint over how God is about to elevate me. I wish I had a Holy Ghost church that needed something. But it said, we now faint not. We can't begin to pass out over small stuff. Just because something ain't going our way, we can't begin to faint right there. Look at your neighbor and say, keep holding your head up. Verse 2 says, but have renounced the hidden things. There it is. Renounce the hidden things. See, it's some people that you don't know that's dishonest. It's some people that you don't know that's walking in craftiness. But God said, when the light begin to shine in you, it won't begin to illuminate you, but it'll make and expose every devil that's around your space. Everybody that's operating in a wrong spirit, it'll begin to shine down on them so that you can recognize who you got with you. Now who behind you for the home? Oh my God, my God. but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, walking in craftiness, not handling the word of God deceitfully. See, that's why some of you don't understand the word of God, because you've been programmed by a deceitful word. But God say, now you about to understand that the manifestation of the truth is about to hit you. Y'all ain't saying nothing. See, all that false doctrine is in your mind. When you begin to let God begin to blaze you inside, it'll begin to remove all that mess outside of your mind. That's why in Romans it said you got to be renewed. Now again, y'all missing what I'm saying. You can't be conformed to the world's type of doctrine, but you got to understand what thus saith the Lord from the word. But it says, but the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Look at your neighbor and say, what did you look like in the sight of God? See, right there, you got to understand, that's when you begin to transition out of the flesh into the spirit, because the Bible says there's no flesh can stand in his presence. Oh, I wish I had a Holy Ghost church that realized that we begin to decree and declare. They say, I'm getting ready to come out right about now. I'm coming out of the flesh and I'm going into the spirit, because when I come out of the flesh, the devil can't begin to stop me no more. When I come out of the flesh, the devil can't hold my blessing no more. When I come up out of the flesh, the spirit got to begin to manifest in me. Ah, oh my God, it's my time to shine. It's my time to shine. Somebody need to decree it in their mouth. They say, it's my time. Listen, in the sight of God, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to that which is lost. And in verse 4 now it says, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which do not believe, which believe not. You see what I'm saying? Now you got to understand that there's some people that's waiting on you to unlock their mind. That's too much for you to understand it. If God now has blinded the minds of those that believe not, it means that he's giving you a chance. Oh, you miss what I'm saying. It means you ought to praise God right there, because he thought about you when he blinded the one that didn't even know who he was, because he's giving you an opportunity to be used by him. Oh, I wish I had a Holy Ghost church. He's giving you an opportunity to shine in the inside of him. He's giving you an opportunity to begin to reach out to the lost so that his name can be glorified. But it says, he blinded the minds. So you can't get mad when folks act crazy. They probably just don't know. Y'all missed it. See, we too busy judging the mind of people, not understanding God didn't put you in a place to judge. He put you in a place to bring them out. He put you in a place to speak and decree over their life and release the light that's shining out of your spirit into where they are, into their dark places. Oh, I wish I had somebody in here that say, I need to let God use me any way he want to use me. If he want to take me to the projects and use me, guess what? I'll shine all up in the projects. If he want to use me on the dope house, I'll let him shine all up in the dope house. Wherever he want to shine in me at, I'll let him point me in the direction and begin to shine me wherever he want to shine me. Look at somebody right there and just say, shine. It says now, the minds are blinded of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is in the image of God. You see that? Who is the image of God? See, you can't begin to bring nobody out until you first get in. Y'all don't like what I'm saying. You can't begin to try to bring nobody out. You can't begin to even open your mouth until you begin to get out and get in. When you begin to get out of your flesh and let God begin to use you, let him begin to bring what's inside of you out to a whole nother level, and begin to let God challenge his vessels and begin to pour out his spirit in you. But look what he says. Because of the gospel of Christ, who is in the image. Oh, see, you got to understand, that's why your image of God is important. People have to see the God on you. Y'all missed it. See, it don't matter about what you look like on the outside. because God don't wear clothes. You're missing what I'm saying. y'all ain't got to see. Some of you think because you're dressed up on the outside that exemplifies his glory. That don't mean you anointed. That don't mean you appointed. That just means you might know how to dress a little bit. But if I can rip them clothes out of the way, if I can rip your mind out of the way, if I can rip that flesh out of the way and look down into the hearts of your spirit, can you begin to illuminate God in the inside of you? Will God begin to rise up on the inside of you? Will I see the anointing when you move flesh out of the way? Will I see the fire of God begin to manifest when you move your flesh out of the way? Will I see your true colors when you move your flesh out of the way? Will I see the prosperity of God when you move your flesh? For some of us, it don't matter how thick your skin is, God will make you transparent. I feel something. But who is the image of God should shine unto them? That means you got to shine. Let your light shine unto the ones that believe not. See, that's why you got to understand. I don't understand why when we pass people on the street, we can't stop by and minister to them. See, your prayer every morning ought to be, God, assign me to somebody who don't know you today. Give me an opportunity today to begin to minister to someone who don't believe you. Because I know that you got something inside of me that I'm trying to get out. And the reason I'm going through hell is because I'm always roaring with the flesh in the spirit. And the spirit is trying to get me to let my flesh begin to get out of the way. So God, I need you to send somebody my way so that I can get what's inside of me out. For we preach. Everybody want to preach. But it ain't about you. But it says, for we preach not ourselves. It ain't about me. It ain't about my neighbor. We preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. So the only thing you need to be concerned about preaching is understanding that you're nothing but a servant. You're nothing but a servant of the Most High God. But you got to begin to preach the word of God. Begin to preach now what thus saith God, and begin to preach, because it says preach Jesus the Lord and not me ourselves. But now we got so many messages geared towards our flesh. Ain't nobody talking about your issues. Ain't nobody talking about your problems. Everybody trying to teach you how to get happy, teach you how to jump and shout, but ain't teaching you how to be delivered. Y'all don't want to be real. It's all right. But look what verse 6 says. It says, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. See, that's a command. See, right where you are, God commands what's inside of you to come out. I ain't got no church this morning. I might as well preach to myself. See, God will command what's on the innermost parts of my belly to come out. See, that's why sometimes when God created you to be a business owner, you end up and get fired on your job because you can't begin to stay right there. So God will cause some problems because he's trying to pull some anointing outside of you. He's trying to move you out of your comfort zone. So sometimes he'll cause you to go through hell on your job, all so that you can come out from where you are so that he can use you for his glory. You're too loud. So that he can use you right in the midst where he is. So you got to understand, when things don't go wrong, that's time for you to praise him. When things ain't looking in your favor, that's your time to celebrate. Because it means now that God got something great inside of you that's about to come out. He got something that's about to stir up something in your spirit that's going to begin to take you to a whole nother level, take you to your next place of destiny. You ought to believe it and shout right there with a praise for the next level. Look what's happening. But it says, He commanded the light to shine. God is commanding you to shine today. In the midst of all the hell you're going through, you still got to shine. In the midst of all the problems you got, he still say shine. Oh, you're missing what I'm saying. How can I shine when I'm going through hell? By pulling the last thing you got out of your belly, which is a praise that's on the inside, and say, even though I'm going through hell, I'm still gonna shine. Even though I ain't got no money in my bank, I'm still gonna shine. Even though people trying to kill me, I'm still gonna shine. Even though folks don't like me, I'm still gonna shine. May have lost my job last week, but I'm still gonna shine. May not have everything I want right now, but I'm still gonna shine. May not have the church and the members I want right now, but I'm still gonna shine. You may not have the car you want, but I'm gonna praise him right here, because I'm still gonna shine. May not have the house I want, but I'm still gonna shine. May not have everything going right in my life, but I'm still gonna shine. Sickness may be in your body, but you're still shining, baby. Folks may want to put you out, but you still got an anointing. People might want to stab you in your back, but you still got a shine on the inside. Look at somebody and say, I'm still shining. He commanded me to shine. And because he commands me to shine, it means I don't even have a choice of the matter. So whether you're ready or not, baby, God can make to bring something out of you. God can make to gut you open like a fish, just to get the anointing out, just to get his glory out, just to get his word out. He getting ready to bring what's inside of you outside to bring you into the manifestation of the glory of God. Somebody ought to shout right there. But he have shined in our hearts to give the light of knowledge. Oh, look at somebody say, he's renewing my mind right about now. Oh, I got some knowledge about this thing now. Oh, see, when I was in the world, I was lost and dumb. But now that I done transfigured to the other side, now he's giving me knowledge and wisdom concerning his word. He said, I give the light of knowledge. Somebody saying, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know how I'm going to do this. We have to give you some knowledge on how. Because he said, I give the light, to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Woo, my. See, you got to understand, you're wearing the face of Jesus Christ. Y'all missed it. When I look at you, I don't see you, but I see the face of Jesus. See, that's why I don't understand how people can cuss you out one day and love you the next day. That's why I don't understand why people can just do you any kind of how. Because when they look upon you, it ain't them that they doing it to, but they doing it to the face of Jesus. And that's when you have to say, do whatever you want to do to me. Say whatever you got to say, because ain't nothing you gonna say gonna manifest in my spirit. Because I know who I am and I know whose I am. And I know that I got something inside of me that's gonna take me to the next level, and I ain't got to worry about standing under somebody else's footstool. But now God is about to raise me up to the next level of the glory that he called me to. Oh my God, my God. Look at verse 7. But we have, somebody say have. It said, but we have this treasure in earthly vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So look at your neighbor and say, it's in me. Y'all miss what I said. He said, you have this power in earthly vessels. That's mean that you ain't nothing but a vessel for God to pour out some power into. Look at your neighbor and say, God is about to put something in me that's going to blow the mind of the enemy apart. God is about to download something that's about to shift me into another level of my presence. Y'all ain't got. Look at somebody and just say, shine, shine, shine with me. But look what it says. But we, not I. Notice it didn't say I. That means God, he's not going to just use one person, but he's going to use everybody. Y'all missed it. You know what I mean? He said, but we have this treasure in earthly vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not us. So see, what's inside of you ain't for you. I wish I had a Holy Ghost church. See, what God puts inside of you is only a piece of himself. And anytime you don't allow God to operate in you, it's a disobedience to the Holy Ghost. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. Look at your neighbor. Just grab that neighbor by the hand. And when you grab that neighbor's hand, just begin to blow a little wind on their hand. Oh, y'all ain't touching nobody. Don't take it personal. Just blow a little wind on your hand and say, neighbor, guess what? That's the same thing that God is getting ready to do. God's getting ready to blow down in your vessel just like he blew down in Adam. He said, I'm about to blow inside of you. Look at your neighbor and say, God is about to blow me up. He's about to blow up my finances. He's about to blow on my household. He's about to blow on my anointing. He's about to blow on my children. He's about to blow on my body. Open up your mouth and give him a praise. Y'all ain't saying nothing. He getting ready to blow you up, baby. So everything that devil done did in your life, God is about to blow on you. He's about to blow some mess out of your life. He's about to blow some hell out of your life. He's about to blow some rubble out of your life so that you can be free to give God the praise, so that you can be free to worship him. You ought to shout right there because you getting ready to shine. You've been ready to shine in the light in the midst of every dark area. In the midst of a dark situation, you getting ready to shine. Oh my. Watch this, watch this. Oh, look at somebody say, I'm about to blow up, I'm about to blow up. Ah, say the devil can't stop me now. Oh, but verse 8 says, now that he has chosen me, and we have this treasure in earthly vessels. That means what's inside of you is more valuable than gold. You ain't saying nothing. What's inside of you got some value to it. So let's stop letting people depreciate your value. Stop letting people tell you you'll never amount to anything. You'll never be anything. You ain't got no anointing. You ain't got no word in your belly. As long as you in God, you will always have a word in your belly. As long as God is being God, you can open up your mouth and prophesy. You don't need no man to validate you. But when you got God on the inside of you, you can begin to say, I'm about to shine. I'm about to prophesy. I'm about to speak a word in the midst of all the hell I've been going through. I can't wait to get to church on Sunday morning. But I got to shine right now because I'm going through hell. And in the midst of hell, I need some light to show me my way out. Oh, my. I'm getting ready to close. Getting ready to close. Inside of me, look at somebody and say, it's inside of you. It's inside of you. Oh, but Pastor, how can it be inside of me when verse 8 said we are troubled? Oh, my God. Oh, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. So I don't care if trouble is on your left and your right. I don't care what has risen up against you. Be not distressed. Be not perplexed. You don't have to be in despair because God is about to cause you to shine. I don't care. They want you to get out. I don't care if they don't want you around them, but you're getting ready to shine so the devil can't help but to see who you are. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm getting ready to shine in the devil's face. I'm getting ready to shine in the midst of poverty. I'm getting ready to shine in the midst of sickness. I'm getting ready to shine in the midst of all the hell I'm going through. I'm getting ready. I'm pers- persecuted, but not forsaken. So even when I go through, God ain't forgot about what's inside of me. Even when the devil try to tell me I ain't got nothing. Even when the enemy try to mess up my mind. Oh, so you gotta understand. You gotta stop letting the devil mess your mind up. And begin to do like Romans. And say, renew your mind. Don't let that situation cause you to lose your mind. Because you're gonna need that same mind when God get ready for you to shine. You're gonna need that same mind when your bank account overflow. You're gonna need that same mind when the healing hits your body. You're gonna need that same mind when you get that new house. You're gonna need that same mind when you get your new car. The devil ain't gonna cause me to lose my mind right here. Oh, see, his assignment is to make you lose your mind right where you are, because he know you're getting ready for a next level. And he know on the next level you're gonna have to use your mind. You're gonna need some wisdom for the next level. So the enemy's assignment now is always what it's always been: to steal, kill, and destroy your shining time. To kill, steal, and destroy the anointing that's on your life. To kill, steal, and destroy the light that's on the inside of you. To kill, steal, and destroy your mind is in your mind. But you got to understand now that it say, even though I'm persecuted, even though I'm not forsaken, cast down but not destroyed, look at the devil in his face and say, devil, I don't care what you try, you ain't gonna destroy my anointing. You ain't gonna destroy my faith. You ain't gonna destroy my household. You ain't gonna destroy my church. You ain't gonna destroy my family. You ain't gonna destroy my anointing. You ain't gonna destroy my time. It's my time to shine. I'm perplexed, but I'm not in despair, which means I ain't worried about it. Don't have no pity party for me, but celebrate where I am. Because when the devil shows up, it's time to have a Holy Ghost party, because it only means I'm on the edge of my breakthrough. I'm right at my tipping point, so I'm gonna celebrate right here. Even though everybody has showed up and trying to kill me, I'm gonna shine right here.
Troy King would love to have you visit the Glory Has Come International Ministries at 1124 Rosewood Avenue, Kannapolis, North Carolina. For any of our messages or service times, visit our website at www.thegloryhascome.com. That's www.thegloryhascome.com, or call 704-612-3360. Thanks again for listening. Now take what you've heard and apply it to your life.